Hey everybody, this is Marcos Hassan and this is Radio Oscillator number, I don't know which one, but this is the first Radio Oscillator in a long, long time. Almost a year ago was the last episode, but you know, sometimes life happens and you want to do stuff and you can't, so that's what happened here. So anyway, if for any reason you miss me, well, thank you very much. And if not, well, I have to say that I don't care. So anyway, this is Radio Oscillator. In case you don't know or don't remember, this is a show with music. What I put music that I like, and if you don't like it, well, what are you doing listening to this? I'm not sure. So anyway, this is no frills, no background music, no station IDs, even though there's no station at all, but there's nothing fancy here. It's just straight into the point. It's just a bunch of music that I think it's great, and that should be all that matters. Well, anyway, I started this show, the first one in almost a year, with Experimental Dental School. This is a band from Oakland, I think. And they have a new album that's just come out that's called Jane Doe Loves Me, and the song is called hope this is the file. No, it's not. Well, anyway, this is a new song from them. This is a band from Oakland that this record was engineered by Greg Sonier from Deerhoof. And it was also mastered by Whistle Walter, who is, as you may know or not, a member of XBXRX, and he used to be the mastermind behind the Flying Golden Badgers before they broke up, sadly, a few months ago. Well, anyway, this band, there's this, they're a power trio, but there's a girl who plays keyboards, and she also sings sometimes. She's Japanese, so maybe you can think that there's a similarity with Deerhoof, but it's not really that marked, so it's not really that big of a deal. And also the guitar player and singer, he plays this instrument he calls the guitaro bass, which is a guitar with bass strings. It's adapted, I'm not sure how. And as you can hear, this is a band that sounds just kind of like the Mr. Vangel and etc., all those traditional, in the same tradition of all this kind of schizoid music or whatever. So anyway, I'm gonna put on some more music right now, and then I'm gonna come back and talk about it later. So this is Radio Oscillator, the first one in a long, 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 long time ago, and now I leave you with this, whatever it is, because the playlist is not here, and I have to give it to you right now. So I hope you like it. If not, I don't know, listen to something else, but here it goes.
Hey! We'll be right back.
starting this segment was Cap'n Jazz with the song In the Clear. Cap'n Jazz were a band from the early 90s. They formed in the early 90s in Chicago, and well, they weren't very well known at the time, at the during their time, and but they were very influential afterwards to tons of musicians, so-called Midwestern punk kind of movement, if you will. This song, In the Clear, has one of my favorite parts in a song ever. When in the middle of the song, when the song stops and there this guy is screaming the ABCs, goes going A, B, C. I love that. And then he says lost, and the riff gets back, and it's just amazing. I love that part. Well, this is In the Clear, and it's taken from the Analfabeta Polythology. Yeah, I said it in one word. From their discography released by J3 in 1998, and that's how most of us heard of Cap'n Jazz, such a great band. Then afterwards, when they broke up, a lot of the influence had to do, of course, because some of the band members started to do different projects, like Joan of Arc and the Promise Ring and the Make Believe and Ghost and Vodka and the Owls and American Football, tons of bands. Well, that's Cap'n Jazz, In the Clear. Afterwards, we heard Anthony Braxton with the song to well, the track, I don't know how to call it, To Artes Morae the Pillars, and this is from his For Alto album from 1969, which is a complete instrumental solo for saxophone, no accompaniment, no one else but himself. That's allegedly is the first album, jazz album, that's recorded solely by one person. Well, anyway, Anthony Braxton, I saw him not this Saturday, but the Saturday before, and he performed with the Diamond Curtain Wall Trio. And it was this girl playing guitar and this guy playing the cornet and other instruments. Of course, Anthony Braxton playing with his whole variety of saxophones. It was amazing. It was great. He also had this computer program running while they were playing, and it was creating feedback and dissonances when hitting certain notes, and it was truly great. This concert was part of this festival called Radar, which is a cycle within a festival, which is the Festival de la Ciudad de México en el Centro Histórico, which is the Festival of Mexico City within the downtown, historic downtown. And this year we had tons of great shows. We had like Wolf Eyes with Drum Corps during the first night. We had Yamatsuka I play with AEO, his project name like that. And also in that show was this guy from Japan called Optron. It was great. It was this guy with like an halogen lamp, and he was playing it, just doing a contact mix. I don't know, tons of doing sound with pedals and that. And also Ikuemori, Sina Parkins, and Elliot Sharp played a piece by Christian Markley. Fortunately, I couldn't go to that one. But yeah, Anthony Braxton was purely magic. There was also one of the most intense shows ever happened within this festival, and I'm gonna play a song by them later, and I'm gonna tell you. Then afterwards, after Anthony Braxton, we heard Seni Jiva, which is the, of course, the legendary noise rock battle, etc., etc., band from Japan. Of course, it's formed by KK Null and Tabata Mitsuru. Tabata Mitsuru used to be in the Boredoms when they started out, and KK Null used to be in YBO2, along with during a period of time with Yoshida Tatsuya, the guy who is the mastermind of In Ruins. And actually, he plays in this album, which is their debut from 1990, called Maximum Money Monster. And it's long out of print, but it was re-released by the Cold Spring label in England with extra tracks and stuff. So this song's called Blackout, as if you couldn't tell from the lyrics. And just great. You can actually listen to how much the influence of Swans was in there, especially the Filth and Cop and John Goth era, over this great, great band. I programmed Sandy Jiva like a year ago when I was doing the show regularly. Anyway, and afterwards we heard Seafield with the song Through You from the album Kick, which was recently reissued with an extra, with a bonus disc. And Seafield, of course, was a band that started out during or after the whole Spaceman 3 loop, kind of like droning, shoegazing, kind of space rock, alternative space rock, if you will, era in British music. And but they started to adapt a lot of like technology and a lot of ambient influences, so much that this album was released in part by Too Pure, by the label Too Pure, and also by Astralworks. And like some cynics might say, when Astralworks was a good label, and afterwards they even released stuff in Reflex and Warp, so it shows you how much they kind of like balanced the whole electronica with the rock thing. And I think they're a great band. A lot of people don't listen to them, and it's their loss, pretty much. Well, anyway, that was the block, but now I'm gonna follow it with a track by a band who played one of the most intense shows to ever hit Mexico City in the history of Mexico City. Part of the Radar Festival. Of course, I'm talking about Tokyo, Japan's own Melt Banana. And I'm gonna play a song from their album Cellscape that just blew me away when I heard it live, because they were so spot on, so amazing, so incredible. I don't know how to say that. I mean, Yasuko, her personality live, it's amazing. The drummer they had, it was like as fast and as hard as Dave Weed, for example. And Agata is just a crazy virtuosic guitar player, and most of his virtuosity comes from playing so seamlessly stuff that's very complicated with the pedals and stuff, and not and never just concentrated on that, and just he was rocking out the whole time, and it was crazy, and people went nuts. It was crazy mosh pit and slam dancing, and just great, just so intense, so loud, so amazing. So anyway, I'm gonna leave you now with a song from Cellscape. It's called Lost Parts Stinging Me So Cold. Hope you enjoy them. Of course, I'm putting this because it's bringing me fond memories, but okay, here's more music, and this is Radio Oscillator. Hope you enjoy the sweet, gentle sounds of Melt Banana.
Trash can, I'll get your phone. Creepy giant, and a place to be. Let's begin with the rain, from pretty deep.
Hey, like I told you, I started this blog with Mel Banana with Lost Parts Stinging Me So Cold from their album Cellscape from 2003, and in memory of one of the best concerts I've ever been, easily. Just amazing. If you get the chance to see Mel Banana, don't waste it, really don't. It's one of the most insane bands you'll ever see and one of the best shows you could ever hope for. Then after Mel Banana, we heard Kaya Dot with The Soul Submits from their new album, forthcoming, I think, album called Blue Lambency Downward. Kaya Dot was a band formed by Toby Driver, who is formerly from the band Moundling from the Moundling of the Well. That's the name of his band. And afterwards, when that band broke up, he formed Kaya Dot, and they started to do this whole crazy mixed genres, obtuse kind of thing. And for this album, it was recorded by Toby and the violinist Mia. And well, they didn't have like a lot of personnel to work for, and Toby said from the start that this was gonna be his jazz album, and as you could hear, it's a lot more calmer and it has horns, and you definitely hear the jazz influence overall. I think it's a great album, it's very good, and this song's pretty representative of what the whole album sounds like. They're a great band, Kaya Dot. Been listening to them for a few. Afterwards, we heard Sutra with Aluminio Rojo. Sutra is a band from Guadalajara here in Mexico. They're great, they're this atmospheric rock band, and these guys are pretty tight. I had the fortune of seeing them last year with Descartes a Canto, also from Guadalajara, and plus bands from Mexico City like A Colores and Silencios Incómodos at the Alicia, which is this little rat hole, horrible place. I hate it. But it's kind of like the perfect rock and roll venue. It's kind of like, it tries to be CBGB so hard, but whatever. So they're pretty good, pretty atmospheric, pretty well put together. And this is a song by them that's pretty awesome. I really like that song. Well, anyway, and after Sutra, we heard Behemoth, because this band, well, of course, you know, Behemoth are from Poland. They started out playing black metal, straight up black metal, and then they started to adapt more like a death metal sound to their style. So they started to put on the whole technical thing, but still retaining some of those blackened kind of like quality to it. And this song's called Prometherion. And it's from their album from last year, The Apostasy. And well, this album's kind of different. Some songs have horns and like more like big arrangements, unlike anything they have done before. And it's like a really cool experiment. It's pretty awesome. And this song's more like their old style, like, well, not exactly old, but it's kind of like the style like the from their breakthrough album from 2005, Demigod. It kind of sounds like it more than the whole album, the whole new album. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. They're playing this Sunday at the Hard Rock Live here in Mexico City. And, well, it's one of the selections you have for, you know, the entertainment part of the whatever, you know, stuff to go, places to see. So anyway, Behemoth's playing this Sunday, and now that this block's over, I'm gonna announce the next one with the song. The first song I'm gonna play is by somebody who's also playing this week. Actually, it's tonight, and when I taped the Spanish version of this show, I wasn't sure if I was going, but it turns out I didn't go to this show because it was very damn expensive, and was just not worth it. Probably sold out, probably didn't, but it was too nuts for me to go. So anyway, this is I'm gonna play a song anyway because it's worth it. It's one of my favorite artists, actually one of my favorite singers, songwriters, whatever. This is Cat Power playing one song from one of her best albums called Boom Pics. The song's called Say, and this is for Chan Marshall, who just rocked or wished to rock in her own gentle way Mexico City. Actually not too far from my house, but anyway, here she is in Radio Oscillator is Cat Power.
Something easy, you might as well give it up. One
this block that just ended was started, as I said before it started, that with Cat Power playing Say from her album Moonpigs, because she's playing tonight and I didn't get to see her, so boohoo, I'm sad about it, so I had to play a song for her, for her, from me to her, and from her to me. I like that song, whatever. So after Cat Power, after Miss Chan Marshall ended, we heard Leviathan with Sacred Scars from his new album called Massive Conspiracy Against All. He's one of the best black metal artists right now. Seriously, I mean, his stuff is just mind-blowing. It's just so focused on the songwriting and the sounds he makes and everything, so soulful. Let alone a lot of people focus on him as being this proponent of the U.S. black metal scene, whatever. But I see it more like anywhere in the world, there's nobody like him, and he's one of the best bands that's coming out right now. And this album actually is dividing a lot of fans lately. Like, you go to message boards and stuff, and a lot of people are like, I don't know, I'm not sure about new album, I don't like it, or whatever. I don't know, to this year's, it sounds pretty awesome. And, well, here's one of the songs that you decide. This is the opening track, actually. And, well, that was Leviathan. And afterwards, we heard James Blackshaw playing O True Believers, which is the title track from his album from 2004 or 2005, because I forgot, sorry, released on Important Records. Last year he released another album, and it was very awesome. It was one of my favorite albums. It even got into The Wire's best of list, best of end of year list, and he's pretty awesome. He's in the vein, of course, of Jack Rose, Robbie Basho, John Fahey, some Sir Richard Bishop, the whole droning Indian raga, classical folky acoustic guitar thing that's happening right now lately, and I'm a big fan, of course. I played Jack Rose before in this very show, and well, this is a great album. This is very raga, very atmospheric, and of course it also has like, well, not of course, but anyway, it has kind of a ragtime feel to it, and I'm told that Jack Rose has delved in that too, but I don't know, just a great guitarist playing some great stuff. He plays a 12 string guitar in an open tuning, so that's great. That's one of the best guitar players right now. So anyway, I'm gonna put on some more music right now. I'm gonna put on a song from one of my favorite hip hop albums ever, and this is from an Oscar winning rap group. This is 3-6 Mafia playing Mystic Styles from the album of the same name from 1993, I think. And well, enjoy. This is some heavy stuff here. So this is Radio Oscillator, we love it.
Yeah, we finna get ready to bump that smoke down, load down part 2. Misty Styles, yeah, 3-6 Marvin the Ho. We finna do this shit.
Bitches to the canvas and bust those cans. I manage to stone something intermission. there's something awful in the house of torture. Stepping up to the coastal beast,
the wicked winds of horror.
Horror, the chambers, the chamber. To feel yourself open, live for your anger. Now your life's in danger.
Evil, lust, the murderers, vocal is infamous. Ripping up all of your potion, I'm pushing to scare them. Butchering, tearing up niggas with devil. The lyrical death is echoed through the lyrical legacy. Let the law infamous light up the melody. Every nigga that try to compare it, they trickle six mafia, won't get through therapy. When you walk through the wilderness, be very quiet. Law infamous mafia, I stop and suggest you watch out for the movie. Trust me, cause the scarecrow is after your only for hunting. Special thanks to my brother, Ben Downey, get rest in peace. He taught me about this mystery, so therefore, nigga, you don't wanna come deal with the mafia. Which of you did that money? The killer emporium, black miracle from the bloody Pacific. Scarecrow will flow to the end of infinity with the style is misty.
Deep when we creep, take your last breath. Roll up your tombstone, smoke a blunt of death. Beware, the juice of leaving funky hoes in terror. And scatter the mixy styles of the 3-6 devils. Whoever step up to this clip, then you're doomed. Cruel with my heart pulled straight through your heart, fool. Soon I have you in a trance, swearing here an evil chance. Tonight stuck down in my pants, busters do not stand a chance.
I'm a cold-hearted killer like murderer Al Capone. Strongest styles and bow winds and quick to break your bones. Hood Glock 1995, I caused an earlier death. You walk in 666, piece of food, watch your step. We all about making it cheese, we gotta stay straight, man. Robbing a work in these hoes, fool, it ain't no thing. I even got virgins serving for me in some other nations. It was so hard that I got locked out for some tax evasion. Killers and thieves is all I ever had the pleasure to meet. A rusty ass take nine, I'll make you hit your knee. I'm trying to keep from blasting off my motherfucking balls. Found a one in the chamber of the Glock, I got on my drawers. I got my cap to the side, watch my fucking back. My dose across the street in the grass when I'm swinging the track. Satan worshiper, a thugger be my profile. Read my file, I've been a mean child for a while within a mystic style. Oh yeah, it's like this for the 9-5, just like last year. You can't fuck with us, biatch.
Yeah, Juicy J, aka the juice up in this bitch, and I'm out.
Yeah, there's no flapping, this motherfucker straight from Funkertown, ho.
That's the boy in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Kicking these satanic verses, I'm out, ho. This little chat up in this motherfucker, telling all these hoes, take their hat on to the floor, I'm out.
Yeah, cause nigga up in this bridge, you bet he was sure.
Yeah, DJ Paul up in this motherfucker, the killer man, prophet and taming this hoe.
Lord Evan with the scarecrow and this motherfucker, the mystical one, nigga.
We'll be right back.
starting out with 3-6 Mafia. Yeah, you heard me, 3-6 Mafia playing Mystic Styles from their debut album, Mystic Styles, same name. And this is one of my favorite hip-hop albums because it's so dark and so scary. The raps are very like occult and also very brutal. It's kind of like in the school of the Ghetto Boys, but also it's kind of like more evil if it applies. So, and it's pretty mind-blowing that these guys that are rapping about murdering people, like so, like being possessed by the devil to murder people and stuff, won an Oscar for their song from this hip-hop movie I didn't even see, don't remember how it's called, but I don't know, it's a weird world. Anyway, but actually 3-6 Mafia is a very good band because even the album that was, not the last one was kind of lousy, but the one before that was a big hit or whatever, it was really great, very good band that they do a lot of, the beats are very good and the rhymes are great, even though they're not rapping about what they're rapping on the first album, they're still very, very well, very good. This first album sounds kind of like Wu-Tang Clan on a bad trip, on a really bad trip. So you can figure out why I like it. Then afterwards we heard Mika Maiko from Los Angeles, kind of part of this whole the noise rock scene with punk tendencies that's starting out in LA with bands like The Maishi and Health and tons of other bands. Can't remember all of them, but anyway. It's kind of good, some of those bands. I'm not particularly taken by Health, for example, which who are kind of like going nuts everywhere. Everybody's nuts with Health. And I don't know, I don't see the big appeal. But whatever. Okay, this is Mika Maiko with the song Too Cute to Puke from their 666 EP that I think was released in a 7-inch album. And well, as you can hear, there's a clear connection with some earlier punk bands from LA, like the Screamers. Actually, Maishi appear in the What We Do Secret movie, playing the Screamers. You know, like acting like the Screamers, and that tells you a lot, I think. And well, this is a very good band. And I hope you enjoyed this song. Anyway. And afterwards we heard the Spy Shoe from this so-called power violence genre, so-called. It's kind of like grindcore with more punk tendencies, and you can hear a distinct nausea kind of influence between the girl vocals, the female vocals with the male vocals, and just great. I don't know, I'm pretty much a sucker for everything that has blast beats and really fast drumming and stuff. This band's pretty good. Well, anyway, this is the end of the show. I'm gonna leave you with one more song and then I'm off. This was Radio Oscillator. I'm Marcos Hassan. Thank you very much for listening to me after a year of absence. And I'm gonna leave you with the Laos Genius, the damaged brain of the lunatic in the brain, whatever Pink Floyd call him in their later albums. This is Syd Barrett from his album The Madcap Laughs. The song's called Feel, something that's a bit ironic for him because he ended up not feeling anything. But anyway, he's a very good song about a very good musician, the musician he was, and former Pink Floyd frontman. So, thanks for listening, and hear you. Listen to me soon. I hope to make this a weekly show, but for now, bye-bye.
You feel me, a way far too empty, oh so alone. I want to come home, oh find me inside of a nocturne, the blonde. By my side, they wail. The crab on her side, she straggled a bridge by the water. She misses her craw, Polly grew, heady aside in a dell. Inside an ivy, the lonely one, my bro. by my side. They wail, the crab on her side. She straggled a bridge by the water.
That one was Diamond, actually.
All right.
Yes, I'm thinking. Yes, I'm thinking.
Look, you know, I'll start again. I'll start again. It's no, it's just the fact, you know, of going through it. I mean, if we could cut.